Fourth of July festivities will be getting underway today. Commentator Tamara Reynolds came to New York looking to start her own special Fourth of July tradition. She found it through fried chicken.
I didn't grow up with any specific Fourth of July culinary tradition. Maybe it's because I grew up in Phoenix and every day is like the Fourth of July there. It's most always hot, your neighbors are probably out grilling, and the pool is always open. When I moved to New York City 10 years ago, I began to long for food traditions to define community for me, things I could cook and share with others that tamed the anonymity of the city. About 5 years ago, I found the woman who I refer to as my kitchen savior, Edna Lewis. I didn't meet her in person. She was about 85 then and living in Decatur, Georgia, and I live in Astoria, Queens. She was the granddaughter of an emancipated slave who founded the farming community she grew up in. They called it Freetown, Virginia. Her mother taught her to cook on the farm because everyone had a job to do. Lewis divided up her menus by activities: Sunday revival dinner, Emancipation Day dinner, morning after hog butchering breakfast. Her food told the story of her community, and it gained national attention. She won a James Beard Award for her cookbooks in 2003. But for me, her true joy in cooking and feeding her neighbors set me on my own path as a cook. That year for the 4th of July, I decided to make her fried chicken. It's simple country food, but it needs so many luxuries. 2 days to make it. Two brines. One made of this intensely salted water and one of pure buttermilk and cayenne. It needed fresh lard to fry it in and a piece of country ham to flavor the lard. There were probably other things on the menu that first year, but I don't have any idea what they were. A fried chicken 4th of July tradition was born. The second year we made it, we decided to improve upon the concept by adding a group reading of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. No one could remember the last time they'd seen them, let alone read them out loud. Probably never. What I found surprised me. There I was, using a recipe by an extraordinary cook who couldn't walk through front doors because she was black, so many years after the Bill of Rights were written. Edna Lewis was nearly 60 years old when she published her first book, and 83 when she was first formally recognized and honored by the culinary world. She's the reason that Southern cooking is taken so seriously today. Yet she didn't enjoy the benefits that our founders had promised until late in life. I'm proud to live in Astoria and make Edna Lewis's fried chicken every 4th of July. It brings a huge group of people to my table, friends, strangers. We've created a community of people who gather to eat one dish, meet, and talk. We ruminate over the way it was and the way it is. And we refresh our civics knowledge to boot.
Tamara Reynolds makes Sunday dinner for friends and strangers every week at her home in Astoria.